Tamil Nadu Governor R. N. Ravi says the band Popular Front of India, PFI, a dangerous outfit committed to disrupting social harmony, has a significant presence in the state. He is at loggerheads with the Tamil Nadu government for his frank outpourings by speaking the truth, exposing and debunking many Dravidian falsehoods and false narratives. DMK and its allies have been trying to silence him in many ways, unsuccessfully, besides petitioning the President of India for his removal. A year ago in May last, after launching a book and before Centre proscribing the PFI and its associates, Governor Ravi described, "The Popular Front of India is a hazardous organization, and this is Hydra-headed today. It has more than 16 fronts, and they have masks. It will put up different masks for human rights, rehabilitation, and students and take the form of a political party. Essentially, its whole aim is to destabilize this country from within. They are the ones who have been sending their fighters to Afghanistan, Iraq and Syria." Lamenting, he said, "Unfortunately, some political parties are supporting them for their vested political interests." He said, "PFI is trying to disrupt peace and development by stoking sectarian and other imaginary issues. PFI is a dangerous organization with a significant presence in the state. This is a threat that we need to be very careful about it. The country is capable of dealing with them. If they try to distract the attention of the government from the objectives, they are mistaken and will be disappointed. They will be dealt with. The Indian Army and security forces are capable of that." Continuing his attack on PFI, TN Governor Ravi, in his Republic Day message, reiterated that it is a dangerous organization, trying to disrupt peace and development. "When our country is on a historic march forward, we need to remain alert to the forces trying to disrupt the pace of our rise. External influences and some internal interest groups are not comfortable with the Bank of New India." He, an IPS officer who served with top intelligence agencies and the former Deputy National Security Advisor, said, "This dangerous organization is committed to disrupting the harmony and destabilizing the constitutional order. It is externally funded and has operational links with international terrorist organizations. Unfortunately, they have a significant presence in our state, Tamil Nadu. The aborted major terror attack in Coimbatore shows their continuing links with international terrorists." Governor Ravi said, "They dared to demonstrate their presence with several dozen targeted bomb attacks in the week of the Government of India banning it. The terror attack in Coimbatore shows their continued links with international terrorists. While the law enforcement agencies are expected to deal with them sternly, our citizens must remain alert in this regard and also help the law enforcement with timely information on the presence and activities." While underlining the importance of Tamil Nadu and its diaspora, he said, "Centuries of when our country is on a historic march forward, we need to remain alert on the forces trying to disrupt the pace of our rise. External forces and some internal interest groups are uncomfortable with the rise of a new India. Centuries of predatory invasions and colonization wreak physical devastation. They can't dampen our culture." He emphasized, "Our duty is to restore the glory of Bharat once again, and in this endeavor, TN is poised to be leader. It is because Tamil Nadu is not only a proud inheritor of several thousand years of rich and vibrant civilization, heritage but with robust fundamentals of health, education, infrastructure, industrial base and highly skilled human resources are ideally suited for India's resurgence." Broaching the crime scene in the state, the governor said, "The poor conviction rate in crimes against women, especially Dalit women, is unacceptable. The perpetrators must be dealt with the full force of justice." At a time when the DMK government was trying hard to establish TN as a peaceful state free of violence, crimes, and terrorism, the governor's remarks would not go well with them. Ravi, on January 26, directed the vice chancellors of Tamil Nadu to conduct detailed research on the unsung heroes of the state who had contributed heavily to the freedom struggle of the nation. The governor, in the capacity of chancellor of the universities, said that the vice chancellors should deploy bright research students in the respective universities, conduct detailed research on unsung heroes, and then document it. The letter to the vice chancellors mentioned that fellowships would be provided for this research work, and the work should be completed in a year. Ravi said the research student who has done the job of an unsung hero would be felicitated at the Raj Bhavan and honored. In the letter, the governor said this would be a major inspiration for a research student.